X101.7, you're in the Saturday Morning Huddle, Week 4 edition, and now focusing on the Ridgeview Raptors. A happy homecoming game it was, as the Raptors blank Hartley Melvin Sanborn 28-0. Congrats on the win, Coach. First, let's get your general thoughts on the game.
Yeah, it was a great game. It was a great homecoming win for us. We keep playing some pretty good ball here, which is good. Anytime you can get a goose egg and blanket team, you're doing something right. So I'm happy with what we were doing.
So offensively, what were you doing and what was working, and how did your touchdowns come about last night?
We just keep throwing the ball really well. We're going through the air. I don't think that we had much rushing last night, but Tyler's doing a nice job. Our line's giving him a good time to throw the football, and the receiver's doing a heck of a job, you know, catching and running after the catch. So.
Yeah, Tyler had a monster game last week, too, so back-to-back, really solid ones for him.
Absolutely. Like I said, but you got to give credit to the offensive line. We're getting better each week, and once they keep getting better, you know, they're just giving Tyler more time to sit back there and pick apart the defense.
Third straight win in a row. Did any of Tyler's receivers especially have monster games that he was able to hook up with last night?
I think it was pretty even, obviously. I think Juan had a big night. I think Ryan McGuire had a big night. I think everybody just touched the ball, and like I said, when we can distribute, we got some kids that can do some nice things in space when they get the football.
Pass distribution was there last night, so you shut out HMS. I don't know if you have looked at the stats from last night, or do you know if they had any deep penetrations that you can remember? Have a lot of red zone opportunities that your defense allowed, or did you get any turnovers?
No, I don't think they got into our red zone last night, which is nice. Our defensive line played a monster game. They're a run team. They wanted to run the football at us, and it was, I told the defensive line it was up to them. They did a nice job of getting off the ball, making the line of scrimmage 1 yard back, and letting our backers slow and make plays.
Defensive line stepped up. Everybody did in the win last night. And now you go on the road for the next couple of games, Jeff, at Fort Dodge St. Edmund. I know they're coming off a setback to South O'Brien last night. What do you know about this year's Gales team at this point?
Oh, anytime. Fort Dodge, they're going to be a pretty solid team. I'm not sure what really happened last night. I'll check some film out this weekend, but obviously they're probably going to be a little hungry coming off that loss. But it's a big game for us. It's a big game in our district, you know. So we'll prep well. We'll put together a pretty good game plan. We'll go over there and try to get a win.
Ridgeview 3-1, 2-0 in Class A district play. 28-0 winners over Hartley Melvin Sanborn last night. Coach Jeff DeHaan of Ridgeview, thanks as always, Jeff. Have a good weekend. We'll talk again shortly.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Ryan.